We just endured the 54th annual Earth Day. I look forward to Earth Day about as much as I look forward to National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day. That just so happens to fall the day before Earth Day. Anyways, I thought the occasion afforded me the opportunity to examine what the hell this ridiculous-sounding day is all about. We take this shit for granted as the years go by, but sometimes you gotta slow down and smell the roses. Or, in this case, smell the planet. Welcome to episode 293 of the Truth Quest podcast, The Truth About Earth Day. Please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, share episodes with your friends, and support the podcast by shopping at truthquestshirtfactory.com. Earth Day's genesis can be traced back to a 1967 essay written by a dude named Lynn White Jr., titled The Historical Roots of Our Ecologic Crisis. That, along with the book The Population Bomb, published in 1968 by Stanford University's Paul and Ann Ehrlich, who wrote that over the next decade, hundreds of millions of people would soon die because of hunger. You know, because there are too many people inhabiting Mother Earth. Don't be fooled, this is not a day that celebrates conservation. Oh, no, no, no. You see, conservation is a voluntary act of conserving and preserving the environment and its resources. As you will see, there is nothing voluntary about the environment-worshipping movement behind Earth Day. Conservation is a normal condition that humans live in without respect to government policy. And as you will see, there's nothing normal about the Mother Earther movement. Of course, the Ehrlich's prediction was nowhere near correct, but they were conditioning the world to accept vague and childish predictions from the climate alarmists for the next 50 years, all in the name of gaining power and control and tearing down capitalism. Anyways, the first Earth Day was held in April 1970. As we dig into the truth about Earth Day, I think it's important that we reflect on the truth about the left wing in general. As we've discussed on numerous occasions, the agenda of the left is largely rooted in evil. If you evaluate it with no preconceived notions, you can arrive at no other conclusion. Whether it's imprisoning generation after generation of children in government-run schools that teaches them nothing other than how to identify as the opposite sex or how to have sex at the earliest possible age, or if it's imprisoning generation after generation of citizens in perpetual dependence on the government via welfare checks, or constantly pitting one subgroup of citizens against another, talking constantly about racism and other divisive topics, or facilitating the invasion of the country by illegal immigrants, allowing thousands of criminals in to wreak havoc on our economic and social structures, or endorsing and encouraging the murder of innocent babies in the womb, or the mutilation of children who suffer from gender dysphoria, or any number of other policy prescriptions. The celebration of Earth Day and its origins is no different. At its core, it is evil. It is essentially a pagan celebration. You see, pagans want to replace Judeo-Christianity because it teaches that man has dominion over the earth. And since human beings are wired to worship something, some pagans replace the worship of the God of the universe with the worship of, in this case, the worship of the earth or the environment. Leftists and atheists also worship such things as themselves, sex, pleasure, politicians, movements, causes, anything to avoid reality, anything to avoid acknowledging that there is something bigger than them out there. One commentator put it this way, tucked nicely into the overarching theme of Earth Day are core pagan beliefs such as the veneration of Mother Earth, the reduction of human population, the introduction of animistic and pantheistic beliefs, and even the criminalization for man's contribution to climate change. It sounds good on paper. You know, anti-pollution, taking care of the planet, both are worthy goals and endeavors, but that's just cover so the ill-informed and useful idiots will swallow their agenda without a second thought. These people are out to protect the object of their worship, nature, the earth, from man. You heard that right. The earth needs protection from man because man is going to exploit Mother Earth. In other words, the Earth Day movement specifically, or the climate change liars generally, believe that mankind will inevitably destroy their sacred environment. Hello, where do you think the whole man-made global warming, global cooling, extreme weather cries come from? They're man-made. Man is the problem. Despite the fact that God gave man dominion over the earth, and despite the fact that these lunatics provide no real evidence of so-called man-made climate change, other than manipulated temperature readings and corrupt scientists and United Nations reports. Here's where it gets sick. This worship of the planet ideology considers the destruction of the planet as a more grievous offense than the destruction of human beings themselves. These people see mankind as a cancerous growth that has infected the earth with its waste and overpopulation. Kind of like how these people view an innocent baby growing in the womb of a mother. It's just a clump of cells. If you don't believe Earth Day is a religious movement, here's a quote from that Lynn White's essay that I mentioned earlier. Quote, "Both our present science and our present technology are so tinctured with orthodox Christian arrogance towards nature that no solution for our ecologic crisis can be expected from them alone. Since the roots of our problem are so largely religious, the remedy must also be essentially religious, whether we call it that or not. We must rethink and refeel our nature and destiny." Now let's examine how communism fits into the whole Earth Day con. Can it be an accident that of all dates on the calendar to pick for this phony holiday, Lenin's birthday was chosen? I think not. As Mises Institute President Tom DiLorenzo notes, "Today is Earth Day, first established by the watermelon movement, green on the outside, red on the inside, on Lenin's 100th birthday. This pinpoints what has always been the main purpose of environmentalism, to destroy capitalism and economic freedom and replace it with another totalitarian communist hell under the guise of saving the planet, but the hell with human beings." But what precisely is the tie-in between communism and Earth Day? Now we get to the heart of the matter. The communists want to destroy us, and one way they can do so is by ruining the American economy through measures designed to cope with the phony emergency of climate change. Bingo! He hit the nail on the head there. They want to destroy capitalism through coping with phony emergencies that the powers that be know that the ill-informed and useful idiots will not research and will not call bullshit. Those of you who are old enough to remember or have studied the climate change hoax know that first we were told that pollution would cause a new ice age. That was the global cooling phase. What was their solution? Destroy capitalism and replace it with socialism and central planning. When that didn't work out, they shifted to capitalism is causing global warming. What was their solution? Destroy capitalism and replace it with socialism and central planning. When that didn't work, we were told that capitalism is causing climate change. Solution? Destroy it and replace it with socialism and central planning. That didn't happen, so now capitalism must be destroyed and replaced with socialism and central planning with a great reset. Or when it comes to the environmental movement in particular, with the Green New Deal. Let's circle back to the idea of this environmental worship being a phony emergency used to tear down the economy. Look no further than President Biden's Earth Day proclamation. Quote, "This has never been more urgent. Climate change is an existential crisis of our time. No one can deny its impacts and staggering costs anymore, except free-thinking people. We have seen historic floods from Vermont to Kentucky to California. Droughts and hurricanes are growing more frequent and intense." That's a lie. "Wildfires are destroying entire communities and spreading harmful smoky haze for thousands of miles while temperatures keep reaching record highs. Season after season, I have met with families who have lost everything to major storms, wildfires, and other climate disasters, and I have stood with the brave first responders and firefighters who sacrificed so much to protect their neighbors. Deforestation, natural loss, toxic chemicals, and plastic pollution also continue to threaten our air, lands, and water, endangering our health, other species, and ecosystem. Our actions matter, and together we can protect our planet and our futures." That's some infantile shit. I mean, really. These lunatics cast natural weather events like droughts, hurricanes, wildfires, flooding, hot temperatures as something that they can control through regulation and legislation. How dumb do the likes of Biden and the rest of the doomsday cult, formerly known as the Democratic Party, really think their average voter is to buy that load of horseshit? Actually, I guess it doesn't matter since they have spent so much effort casting the alternative, Republicans, Trump, MAGA, as extremists, terrorists, and worse. How can the average Democrat voter vote for an insurrectionist, a convicted felon, domestic terrorist, or a Christian nationalist? Make no mistake, before this year is out, 2024, there is a strong chance that Biden will declare a climate emergency and invoke broad executive powers reserved to the president in the time of, well, in the time of real emergencies like war or maybe a catastrophic natural disaster. His puppet masters will invoke something called the Lever Act, which is a World War I era law granting the president broad powers to commandeer entire industries like food and energy, all in the name of the emergency, even if they just make up the emergency out of whole cloth. The problem is this faux emergency, i.e. climate change, is a giant hoax. The key point of the people who preach this false gospel is that we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Why are we trying to reduce a gas that is essential to life on the planet? To get to that answer, I would recommend calling your local Democrat Party headquarters. The late Alan Kuruba, a staunch climate change critic and former writer for the Heartland Institute, once had some penetrating remarks about Earth Day and CO2. Quote, "It is the global platform for the big lie that carbon dioxide is causing the Earth to warm and the basis of the environmental movement's ceaseless efforts to reduce the use of energy for any reason." He points out that carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere has been increasing, but Earth has been cooling due to reduced solar radiation. According to Wikipedia, carbon is the 15th most abundant element in the Earth's crust and the 4th most abundant element in the universe by mass after hydrogen, helium, and oxygen. It is present in all life forms. In the human body, carbon is the 2nd most abundant element by mass after oxygen. This abundance, together with the unique diversity of organic compounds and their unusual polymer-forming ability at the temperature commonly encountered on Earth, makes this element the chemical basis of all known life. Sounds really dangerous, doesn't it? Let's take the analysis of CO2 and by extension the insane desire to cut it from the atmosphere by these environmental doomsday cultists a little bit further. Did you know that vegetation cannot exist without CO2? Or that without vegetation, all animals and all humans would die? That the Earth would look like Mars without it? The propagandists for Earth Day say that unless we cripple our economy, the Earth will heat up, causing disaster. But this false claim flies in the face of the evidence from geology. David Stockman gives an excellent summary of the evidence. Quote, "What we actually need to take into account is that the so-called climate change is complete hogwash, starting with the basics of so-called man-made global warming. The fact is, the present era is one of the coolest and least carbon-intensive periods of the last 600 million years. Stated differently, the true science makes mincemeat of the elitist narrative espoused by officialdom through Europe and North America and the mainstream media." And he goes on to make a couple points, such as reiterating the fact that the Earth is much warmer in the past and even warmer than the wackiest global warming scaremongers are projecting now. But life flourished abundantly then. He also points out that the science demonstrates that warmer and wetter growing seasons are longer and offer higher crop yields. The lies by omission provide further proof of the disingenuous nature of the cultist view. Again, they never talk to you about how the Earth was much warmer before modern times, before we had man-made industry supposedly polluting the Earth. They also ignore the fact that even at those temperature peaks, the planetary climate system did not go into a doomsday loop of scorching meltdown. And they also fail to recognize record cold in the winters. It's only in July when they talk about all of these record temperatures. But in the middle of the winter, when we see these Arctic winds come down into North America and all over Europe, they don't have a damn thing to say about record cold. Is that man-made? While the lies by omissions are bad, nothing is as grotesque as the straight-up lies and falsification of climate data that is spoken as truth, from the numerous predictions by the likes of Al Gore to the infamous hockey stick chart. And we can always count on the crooked and fraudulently manufactured annual report by the IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change. At the end of the day, this is not about science, human health and well-being, or the survival of the planet Earth. It's about politics and a ceaseless search of the political class to acquire and maintain power and to limit the freedom and liberty of the average citizen. Now, I want to quickly circle back to the origins of Earth Day, in particular the Erlach's book, The Population Bomb. Remember, one of the primary themes of Earth Day is the idea of overpopulation. Just like the entire climate change agenda, the doomsday predictions, of course, did not materialize. When the Erlachs published their book more than half a century ago, there were fewer than 4 billion people on the planet. Now there are more than 8 billion. And thanks to the adoption of free market policies in India and China, more than 2 billion people have lifted themselves out of poverty. Score one for capitalism and human ingenuity. The fact that the Erlachs were wrong is inconsequential because to leftists, the end always justifies the means. They are not in it for credibility. They are in it to win it. And by win it, I mean cripple capitalism. Kill off the population and restrict liberty and freedom of those who remain. The Erlach's widely missed prediction was just a preview of all the subsequent missed climate change predictions over the next 5 decades. The end of the planet by 1990, or 2000, or 2012. We only have 10 years to fix the problem before Miami is underwater. The polar bears are going to go extinct if we don't do something immediately. Make no mistake, the Worship the Earth crowd want to reduce the number of people. They do not care about people or science. These are the same people who worship infanticide, killing innocent babies in the womb. The current crop of depopulationists hide under a cloak of climate change. Such people as Bill Gates, John Kerry, Greta Thunberg, Klaus Schwab, the alphabet soup conspiracy media, and most members of the Doomsday Cult, formerly known as the Democratic Party. They bombard the public with a constant drumbeat of faux hysteria surrounding climate change. They want to substitute sustainability policies, or we will all face the man-made consequences that include apocalyptic conditions in which we will all surely die. They want to sustain the Earth for the Earth's sake. They want to force us to use alternative energy sources that are more expensive, unreliable, and less efficient. And they want to force us to consume alternative foods, i.e. bugs, in order to protect Mother Earth from carbon emissions while producing the foods consumed by the parasitic humans. Do you notice how these authoritarians are always having to force their agenda down the throats of the people? Well, hell yeah, they have to force it down our throats because no one wants what they're selling. No one wants to eat bugs or pay higher taxes. No one wants to be forced to drive an EV. No one wants to defund the police and take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. No one wants to foment hate of other Americans. No one wants to live in a country with an open border. Communities and states do not want to house, feed, and educate illegal immigrants. No one wants to pay more for everything. Very few want to send $100 billion to Ukraine. No one wants war with Russia, even a proxy war. No one wants to allow warrantless surveillance by the government. No one wants to be forced to take a sometimes deadly, often toxic experimental vaccine. So here we are, a half century later after the first Earth Day, and none of the alarmist climate predictions have materialized. The world has not frozen over. It has not been turned into a scorching desert. There has not been mass starvation. The seas have not risen in a great flood. As a matter of fact, some of the wealthiest people in the world live on islands like Martha's Vineyard or on oceanfront property. Do you think these people would live in a flood zone? They don't even believe the shit that comes out of their mouths when it comes to climate change as they fly around the world on their private jets. The climate change hoax is now largely laughed at by informed citizens, while the useful idiots among us still chirp about polar bears, melting Arctic sea ice, and rising temperatures. If you remember one thing from this episode, let it be this. Earth Day is nothing more than a commemoration of the global communist propaganda campaign whose end goal is to destroy free market capitalism. One of the tools in their destructive toolbox used to accomplish that goal is the climate change hoax, to which the so-called celebration of Earth Day is one part. The message? You must change your life to accommodate their lives, do what they say, and sustain the environmental movement while permitting unconstitutional government agencies such as the EPA to strangle the economic life of the nation. Let's do everything we can to expose the phony Earth Day, quote-unquote, holiday. And that's the truth about Earth Day. Please subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, share episodes with your friends, and support the podcast by shopping at truthquestshirtfactory.com.